Welcome to another lunch with Chairwoman Christina Caramo. January 26, 2024. This is the official voice of the Michigan Republican Party. And now, here's Chairwoman Christina Caramo. Well, I've heard that you've been traveling around quite a bit. What's one of the hot topics that's going on now in Michigan Republican Party?
Well, for one, Austin, thank you so much for being our co-host here. The big thing is people want to know what's going on with the chairmanship. As these events we've had across the state, where delegates get an opportunity to submit questions, whatever question they ask, I answer it. It's a great opportunity for people to understand the vision of the party, understand what we're doing. And, you know, there's been this well-funded, coordinated effort to spread false information and just flat out lies about myself and our administration, that it has left many people confused because this campaign has been so well-funded. And it's an opportunity for people to ask me all those questions, and also an opportunity for people to learn how they can get more involved in the party.
Okay, well, that sounds good. It sounds like you're getting an opportunity to see people face-to-face. What are some of the things that they're asking about when it comes to, like, the chairmanship?
Well, as we all know, there's an effort by Pete Hoekstra to essentially bully his way in to be chair of the Michigan Republican Party. And the entire situation has been very sad and disappointing. For one, you know, Pete Hoekstra, I reached out to him to have to meet with him and ask for his support in my as chair. And we met about May of last year. And, you know, to see that he's now turned to this and was not willing to help is very disappointing. And the thing about it is on top of it all, aside from all this, the big thing that frustrates me is that the will of the delegates, the will of the committee is what dictates, not the RNC, not Pete's ability to bully or utilize the fact that he's a congressman and a former chair of the House Intel Committee. For him, that's what he's utilizing to help bully his way in. The state committee members voted to affirm me. The rules were followed. And here's the reality. When the RNC put out a document claiming that their preliminary findings with that I had been properly removed, I'm going to show you how egregious the RNC leadership conduct is. Number one, the RNC told me that they were staying out of it. They were not getting involved. And for the RNC to then turn around, and keep in mind that on Monday, Pete Hoekstra was on the show, and he stated that he expected the RNC to rule in a day or two. And they did. Made a preliminary decision. So Pete and the RNC clearly have been colluding together. And the RNC to be colluding with Pete Hoekstra to undermine the will of the precinct delegates of Michigan, to undermine the will of the majority of state central committee, is completely egregious. And to make matters worse, Austin, as chair of the state party, whenever there is a change in county or district party leadership, that change information comes from the party secretary. And they are getting information from individuals who are not legally authorized to conduct, to record minutes on behalf of the party.
So what you're saying is they are going around the state secretary, who is to record all of the going-ons of the county or state or whatever, and they're completely bypassing her or leaving
yes.
her out?
Yes, the RNC our secretary is elected by the state committee. This is not an individual I hire or just appoint. This is not my secretary. We have other people who serve as administrative roles for me as an individual in my capacity as chair. Our party secretary is a secretary for the whole party. And so she, according to our bylaws, is the only legal record keeper. So whatever information that these individuals are submitting to the RNC has no legal standing.
But yet
the leadership, Rana, are going to sit there and decide to override the will of the delegates and the will of our committee. There is a process, Austin. There is a process. If someone wants to remove the chair and they did not follow the process, And one of the most glaring things, for example, is quorum. In our bylaws, it determines what quorum is. You can achieve quorum based with proxies, but if the vote requires a higher threshold percentage, the bylaws are very clear. If it requires a higher percentage of vote, then the quorum is dictated by voting members. They didn't even have quorum and get the RNC. I mean, this is basic stuff. And they're putting it out there in an attempt to bully me out as chair. And it's time to, we have to start as Christians and in a Christ-like manner, boldly fight back. This is just so wrong.
All right, let me ask you.
It's not about me personally.
Let me ask you two questions then. Three questions. Question number one, when you met with Pete in May, he definitely was not going to support you.
No, during the breakfast, he was, you know, I asked him for his advice. He was slightly rude during the breakfast, insulted, you know, people on my team. And, you know, I still thanked him for it, for his, you know, meeting with me. And he gave me a line of advice, but he didn't show any real interest in helping. And then I was informed by reliable sources. He turned right around, went to an HRCC breakfast and was talking bad about me. So, you know, it's just kind of, this has been the theme of our administration. When we try to extend olive branches to people, I don't really know what his goal was for meeting with me, considering this apparently was his plan all along. It's probably to gather intel or have a reason so he could say she's terrible. You know, sometimes people do that. They'll just want to meet with you the way they can turn around and just talk terrible about you. And what I need people to understand, the passion in my voice is not about myself personally. The passion in my voice is just the injustice of overriding the will of the RNC and attempting to help. We're working in collusion with Pete Hoekstra to steamroll the will of the Michigan Republican Party State Central Committee.
All right. Now,
that's the frustration.
Number two, we know for a fact from what you've been saying then that the secretary has never been contacted on time with certain very important things like proxies, et cetera. Is that correct?
Correct. Our secretary, she's the person, again, it's in our bylaws. Our secretary is our legal record keeper. And it's her job to credential proxies. It's her job to ensure that these people who show up are members in good standing. It's her job to verify the signatures. None of that was done prior to them taking this, quote, vote. But one of the most glaring issues is they didn't even have quorum with voting members. So none of their information has any legal standing, as our secretary was not there. And it's not that she wouldn't show up just to be obstinate. It wasn't a properly called meeting. So it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
All right. And I'm going to ask you one more question. Okay. Have you ever been offered money to step down? Just like Carrie Lake.
I have never been directly offered money. If someone has, maybe I missed it, but I have not been directly offered money to step down.
Yeah, because the situation that the reason why I'm asking that is we saw with Carrie Lake that was one of the tactics. Like I say, I've talked with state reps and senators, and all sorts of things get thrown at you when you're in office like that, trying to buy you out or change your direction. So then what if I can summarize up what I'm hearing from you is that the RNC basically hasn't really gotten involved with who and what and that type of thing. It's basically an inner party on the state level to work things out, quote unquote, or not to work things out. Is that correct?
I would say this, that the RNC is getting involved from a standpoint. They're sticking their finger on the scale by their general counsel putting out an opinion. And the general counsel is not going to put out an opinion without the blessing of Rana. And for them to put out an opinion to try to weigh in this matter was grossly inappropriate. And even by their own admission in the letter that they aren't making a final opinion as there are still more facts coming out. Then why would you, as a general counsel, make an opinion at all?
Okay. So we haven't really gotten to the bottom of anything at this point.
Well, the RNC, from their standpoint, but again, they clearly put their finger on a scale, or they would have never have done that. And that's the thing that disenfranchises our people. And it helps put the optics out there that, you know, he's the guy that they need. Yeah, the people who've been disenfranchised in the Michigan Republican Party want him. So that, and Michigan Republicans. So that pretty much should tell you all you know, need to know.
Okay. Okay. Well, the voice of the people, I should say the delegates, needs to definitely be heard. And that's really where the grassroots situation lies, where if you've been elected, you've been elected. And this is a representative government, just like what we have all the way up the level as well. It's the voice of the people. I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. Now, we have county conventions going on February 15th.
Yes, we have the county conventions happening on February 15th. So I have received communication from delegates who have not received their call to convention. Contact the county clerk if you have not received that from your county chair to make sure you have the proper information, or contact the state party. But preferably I would say start with your county clerk, as your county chair is supposed to register with the county clerk where they're having the county convention, and make sure that you show up. Make sure that you show up and you know, and work to become a delegate at the state convention we're having on March 2nd at the TCF Center. So that'll be really exciting. Or you can call it the Huntington Place, as they call it now. But we had a bit of a sense of humor when we decided to select that venue.
So the state, in order to go to state as a delegate, you have to get on a slate or some way that your county actually elects you to go to the state. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. At the county, they have to elect you to be elevated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I sent my request into our county chair, and I would urge whoever wants to go, this is your opportunity. Make sure your county chair knows that you want to go. Still, we're looking at the Good Neighbor program, and I signed up for it. I want to encourage as many people to sign up on that as possible. You don't have to be a precinct delegate to sign up for the Good Neighbor program, do you?
No, if any Republican activist, can sign up. And so we really encourage as many people as possible, because our goal is to provide tools and infrastructure to the counties. That way they can best have their activists engaged. And it's so important that we know how our government works, how to engage our government, and how to hold our elected officials accountable. So it's really a great opportunity to get that done. Our philosophy is tactics and infrastructure to develop a long-term plan so the Republican Party can be an effective organization.
So sign up today for the Good Neighbor Program, and you can sign up at MIGOP .org, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
Right?
MIGOP.org.
MIGOP.org. And while you're doing that, one of the things I would also stress is share this podcast. The podcasts are there for you to refer to. They're up on the website, MIGOP.org. You can listen to past podcasts as well as the current podcast. Any last thoughts as we're closing?
You know, we are fighting for our country. I just want to make it so clear to people. I'm not fighting for myself. This is not about me having a title or me just enjoying chairmanship. No, this is a fight for our republic. We got 10 months. The status quo has failed us repeatedly. And our Good Neighbor program rolled out last year. Our election security operations rolled out last year. And we have been working so diligently to make sure these programs are strong and successful. And we just cannot go back to what we left. Yes, sometimes these people shine how much money they have, but what has it bought us besides tyranny and a failed Republican Party? We're not going back there.
Yeah, you know, the Democrats are very well organized, and door knocking, etc. And the day of the lazy Republican, as I put it, is over. It's the time to actually be active 24/7, 365. And if we have enough people that will stop complaining and bickering and just totally sign up. If you haven't signed up, you're part of the problem. You need to get signed up and get ready for the Good Neighbor program. Well, it's good to have you on today, and looking forward to next week. And again, share this with a couple people, your county chair, etc., migop.org. Listen next week to another Lunch with Christina Caramo, the official voice of the Michigan Republican Party. This podcast was produced by the Michigan Republican Party and paid for by the Michigan Republican Party. Until next week, this is Pastor Austin T. Kreutz. Thanks for listening.